President Biden has announced the U.S. and its allies will revoke normal trade relations with Moscow as the Russian military launches airstrikes against new sites in the western part of Ukraine. These targets are not far from Lviv, where many Ukrainians have fled. So let's go there. Steve McAndrew heads emergency operations in Ukraine for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and he is in Lviv. Welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
You've been there for 48 hours or so. What is the scene now in Lviv, the most urgent needs?
Well, there's a lot of urgent needs right now. We have hundreds of thousands of people that are moving within Ukraine. Many of them are passing through Lviv on their way out of Ukraine. So they're crossing different borders into Poland, Slovakia, Hungary. But many others are also staying in Lviv. So we're seeing all of the train stations, gymnasiums, schools, high schools, any area that where people can fit in are being filled out with people who are staying there. So we're seeing the city is full of people.
And people with humanitarian needs, what are the immediate needs as best you can tell?
Well, there's plenty of needs. All the basic needs are required. So food, water, shelter, clothing, warmth. People are also needing sanitation. There's baby food needed. There's medicine that's needed. Clothing, because it's extremely cold here. And there's support that's needed, psychosocial support. People are suffering from trauma. There's medical treatment needs. Basically, every need possible for someone who's been displaced by a conflict is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to talk to individuals? Do you have a story to put a face to the reality?
Yes. Yes, of course. The individuals I would talk about are the individuals I'm working with. So I'm working with volunteers from the Ukraine Red Cross who have left their homes in eastern Ukraine and are now here in this part of Ukraine helping to treat and deal with their fellow Ukrainians. So my interpreter, who's just a wonderful woman, she left Kyiv. She took her two children with her, and now she's here at the Red Cross serving as an interpreter for us. Ilya is her name, and it's a great honor to work with people like this. It's just really inspiring to see how these people are taking care of each other.
Steve, what is the safety situation there now? We're reading Russian military strikes today targeted Western cities, not too far from Lviv. Lutsk, Ivano-Frankivsk, we're learning the names of these towns and these cities, and they're not too far away from you.
Yes, that's right. I'm also learning the names of those towns, too. It's a dangerous situation. We are operating as safely as we can. So we avoid exposure as best we can to any type of danger. At the same time, the tension is growing. There's uncertainty, there's fear. So, and anything can happen at any time. And we're starting to hear air raid sirens right here in Lviv. So we had one a couple hours ago. We had one last night. So it kind of puts people on edge. When you hear an air raid siren, it can come on at any time. So people are a bit edgy. Everyone's hoping for the best. But in the meantime, we're working. You know, we're doing the best we can for those in need right here and now.
When you say you're trying to avoid exposure, what do you mean?
Well, we in the Red Cross, we try to be safe. So we try not to be in the line of fire. We try not to get caught in crossfires. We try to make sure that all of our volunteers are fully visible and that our humanitarian mission is known to all. So we try to stay safe. We try to stay out of where the trouble is, get as close as possible to help the people affected, but without having any of our people being hurt.
We have read about what are ostensibly humanitarian corridors agreed to by the Ukrainians and the Russians, and yet there has been reportedly been firing on civilians in these corridors. Do you worry about that for your colleagues?
Well, absolutely, we worry about all the people here, our colleagues, and just the general population who are in danger. So we worry, but more than worry, we act.
Yeah.
So the only way we can really kind of deal with all this is with persistence. So we just, if we don't get it today, we come back tomorrow. We keep trying to help the people. We follow them. We have stations that go all the way out to the different borders. And then on the other side of the borders, we have Red Cross stations helping people. So we just keep at it.
Okay. Finally, can I ask about your supply lines, your ability to bring in more of this aid by road, by air? How secure is that?
Well, some of the supply lines are fairly secure, but then, of course, other supply lines, which are close to the conflict zone, the actual area where fighting is happening, those supply lines are difficult and not possible at times. So it's a major challenge, and we just kind of have to continuously adapt, and we move things around. We change our supply lines. Yeah. Kind of a constant cat and mouse game, you might say.
Yeah.
But it's not a game. I mean, we're trying to save people's lives here.
Yeah. Steve McAndrew is head of emergency operations for Ukraine with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and he's talking to us from Lviv. Steve, stay safe, take care of your team, and thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.